thank God for. Thank God for our praise to you. Amen. Good to see you back tonight. Amen. Most of y'all smiling. Look like you're really glad to be here. Amen. Amen. I don't do this enough, but it's certainly not intentional. I want to remind this church, the people of this church, that we got some deacons in this church that really care about the well-being and the health of this church, and they make some great sacrifices of their time and their energy. And I say energy because they're old now. They're not young. But I watch these men really stew over and really ponder what's the best direction for this body of believers, and I thank God for them. Not only do they have to put up with you, but they put up with me as well. And they do it joyfully. At least they act like they do anyway. And so I thank God for Terry and Robert White and Robert Gentry and Gary Mashburn. I really do. I thank God for you guys. And sometimes what you do is not noticed here on earth, but it's always observed where it really counts, and that's in glory. Amen? So give your deacons a good hand tonight. Take your Bibles and open with me to the book of Mark in chapter number 5. Mark chapter 5 tonight. I want to try to put the finishing touches on the message from this morning. Mark chapter 5. I want to begin reading in verse 7. Mark chapter 5, verse 7. And he cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." I want you to catch verse 10. And he besought him much that he would not send them out, away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all of the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And for which Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. Now watch this. And the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Verse 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Thank you. You may be seated tonight. There are a couple of things that I want to bring to your attention from this text. Jesus has gone over the sea, and he's come into a community that's called the Gadarenes. There he is approached by a man with an unclean spirit, a man who is controlled by some demons of darkness. When you read this text, Mark takes us behind the scenes to let us get a glimpse of the spiritual conflict that is always going on between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. In this conflict that is taking place between the Lord Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God and Satan the devil, who is the prince of darkness, you need to understand that, first of all, the whole conflict, the whole fight is over your soul. Sometimes we really don't understand how valuable our souls is. We spend our whole lives beautifying the temporary. We spend our whole lives feeding the temporary, and we don't spend hardly any time thinking about the soul until it's too late. But the soul is valuable. Listen, your soul is important not only to God, but your soul is wanted by the devil. And so this whole cosmic spiritual battle is really about the control of your soul. Amen. Dr. Rogers said one time that in order to know the value of something, you need to see who else wants it and what they're willing to pay for it. Amen. Amen. And if you want to know the value of your soul, you need to see who else wants it, and you need to see what God was willing to pay for it. Amen. Your soul was so precious to God that he sent his son, and his son gave his life. A couple of things I want you to see in this text. We're not going to move from this text tonight. Listen, here's the first thing I want you to see. Look, go down with me to verse 7. This man with this unclean spirit, this man with this demonic spirit, this spirit, first of all, I want you to see that this spirit recognized who Jesus was. Look with me in verse 7. And this spirit came and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High?" Amen. This spirit knew more about Jesus Christ than most folks who said that they're followers of Jesus Christ. He recognized Jesus. He called Jesus by his divine title. He called him the Son of the Most High. Amen. The devil recognized who Jesus Christ was. But not only did he recognize who Christ was, listen, look down the last part of verse 7. This demon, this unclean spirit also had to acknowledge the authority that was in Jesus Christ. He said, I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Now here's what he's admitting. He's admitting that Jesus has authority and power to execute torment on him. Amen. Now listen to me. For all of us who are being bugged and bothered by the devil, you need to understand something. There is but one name that causes him to tremble. There is but one name that causes him to flee. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. This demon understood that Jesus had power and authority to torment him. Look at verse 8. We're going to stay with the text tonight. Look at verse 8. For Jesus had been saying to him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And then Jesus asked him in verse 9. I want you to get verse 9. What is your name? The demon, the vocal demon said, my name is Legion. And then he defines what Legion means. Look at the last part of verse 9. Don't miss this. This is important because I want to show you something. He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Here's what this vocal demon is saying. Here's a whole lot of us that's living in this man. Listen, there's a whole lot of us who have taken up residence in this man. A legion in the Roman army could be anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 soldiers. Which tells us, Bobby Claude, that this poor old man who was being controlled and dominated and tormented by these spirits have a lot of issues going on. A legion, Maddie, a legion in the Roman army could be anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 men strong. This man had at least 2,000 demons, and he might have had as many as 6,000. Let me tell you something about the devil. Whenever you open the door, listen, whenever you crack the window and let one of his peons in, they leave the door cracked so the rest of the crew can get in. Listen to me. Listen. When you start playing with one of the devil's demons, it won't be long before a whole host of them. Y'all ain't helping me with this, so let me see if I can help you with it. You start playing with this habit. Mama told you not to play with that. Daddy warned you not to play with that. But you start playing with this habit because your friends are playing with it. Your peers are playing with it. And you start playing with this habit. But after a while, this habit ain't enough. Now, it's not that you let this habit go so you can pick up a nothing. You just bring a nothing along with this habit. Are y'all with me tonight? You see, listen to me. Demons hardly ever travel by themselves. Have you ever, listen to me, have you ever struck a match and a spark fell over here, but from that one spark, a whole fire break loose? Demons are like roaches. Listen to me. Evil spirits, and they're real. Come on down here with y'all. Y'all don't want to talk to me tonight. They are real. And wherever, listen to me, wherever one roach is, you can rest assured there's a moat. You may not see them. They may not come out until the lights are off. Amen. Amen. Whatever, listen to me, whatever the devil is trying to get you into now, that's not all he's got in mind. Demon, and by the way, I want you to catch something. Not all of them speak. It's there in the text. It's 2,000 of them. It could be as many as 6,000, but there's one spokesman. Because of who Jesus is, whenever Jesus asks a question, he demands an answer. Let me tell you a great trick that the devil is playing. He's deceiving folks into believing that he don't even exist. You see, the greatest deceived people in the world are those people who think that there's no spirit world. The Lord helped me understand something some time ago. He said, the devil really wants to work for the Secret Service. He wants to do some things in your life and run and hide and tell you that just happened. That was a coincidence. Lord help us. But there are some of us, maybe all of us here tonight, that we have let some things in that were sent and brought by the devil. And we're telling ourselves, well, I was just born like this. This is just the way I am. And until you figure out where the mess come from, you will never get fixed and healed of the mess. And so, this one demon speaks. There's at least 2,000, could be 6,000, but one of them speaks. I want you to listen to what he tells Jesus. He said, look, he said, I'm speaking for the whole clan. My name is Legion because we're many. We're many. And would y'all admit and agree with me tonight that we don't deal with just one problem? As soon as I get my greed under control, my anger breaks out. I get my anger under control and my lust breaks out. I get my lust under control and I find myself lying. What I want you to see is this brother didn't have just one problem. He had a barrage of problems. Now watch this, listen. Watch this. Look at verse 9. Is this okay tonight? Listen. He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And And he besought him much that he would not send them out, away out of the country. Now that's important. That's important. Because if you go to the book of Daniel, you'll find out that in the book of Daniel, demons have been divinely assigned to a certain region in the world. These demons, listen. These demons understood that if Jesus sent them out of this region, the only other place that they could operate is in the abyss, in the place of torment. And they said to Jesus, listen, notice the verse. Listen, I'm not making up. It's right here in the Bible. Listen, they beg him that he would not send them away out of the country. Because they knew to have to leave the country where they had been assigned, there was no other place to go but into the place of torment. Can I tell you something? This is just as real as it gets. There are demons assigned to Giles County. They are real. They are active. Listen, let me tell you something else about them. They know every believer who is a real threat to what they're trying to do. Listen, they know where every church is located. But they don't pay the same attention to every church. Because there are some churches that's doing nothing to upset their plan. In the book of Acts, let me prove that. In the book of Acts, there were some men who went in and was going to cast out a demon out of this man. And the demon told them, said, listen, Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but we don't know who you are. Listen to me. There are some people, Lord help us, who are believers, but you are no threat to the devil. Listen, he can look at your prayer life, because if you don't pray, you don't have no power. He can look at how much word you got in you, because it's only by the word of God that the devil has to bag up. He don't care about your opinion. He don't care what you think. Listen, what concerns him is when you start speaking the word of God. Well, there's some who there's no threat to him. But then there are others who he know you by name. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Now he stopped right there, but he could have went on and said, I know Peter, I know James, I know John. Because those men were a threat to him. The New Testament church in Jerusalem was a threat to him, and that's why he always persecuted and attacked that church. God was using that church. The Spirit of God was in that church. If they weren't having problems from without, they were having problems from within. Let me tell you something. Problems are not always a sign that it's a bad church. Sometimes problem is a sign that God is doing something that the devil is trying to stop. Amen. Well, with me in verse 12. We'll run to a close now. And all of the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And for which Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. Now I want you to look at this. And as soon as the unclean spirits, 2,000 at the least, 6,000 at the most, as soon as they enter into the swine, by the way, swines are hogs. Brother Dale, as soon, now watch this, I want you, because I want you to see something. Listen, as soon as they entered into the swine, the swine went crazy and said, we'd rather die than to live with these spirits. And so they ran head first down a mountain and drowned in the water. And you said, why does Luke, why does Mark put this in the scripture? Because from this, listen, we see that dumb, smelly swine are unwilling to live with what folks oftentimes get comfortable with. The swine ran violently, it's right here in the book, they ran violently down the hill and they committed suicide. There are times in our lives when we will live with habits and lifestyles and ungodly ways and ungodly tendencies that the dumbest of animals wouldn't live with. It's right in the text. The swine said, we're not going to live with this. But yet, here's a man who had become comfortable living among the dead. He had become comfortable cutting himself. By the way, let me tell you something. Because I know people that cut themselves and they hurt themselves. And that's a real physical phenomenon. The people become so put out with life and so discouraged and so broken today, they cut themselves. And you say that's a shame, and it is. But listen, everything that's here is spiritual as well. Amen. And there are some of us here tonight, we wouldn't dare do anything to hurt our flesh, but we're cutting ourselves spiritually. We're hurting ourselves spiritually. Look with me in verse 14. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and seeing him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Look at verse 16. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And verse 17 says, and they began to pray him to depart out of their country. You would think, Brother Charlie, that when a great miracle like this happens and people see the power and the glory of God change a person's life the way that it did here, you would think that the people would roll out the welcome mat. Listen, you would think that the people would get excited and they would begin to praise God and they would try to figure out a way to keep Jesus in that area, because as long as Jesus is there, the demons can't stay. But that was not their concern. When they seen the financial loss that they experienced, when it dawned on them that we lost our swine, and when we lost our swine, we lost our profit, and it does not matter what good thing has happened in this man's life, whoever is responsible for this, we want them to leave. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. We're like that. Listen, before you cast judgment on these folks, we got to look at ourselves. Amen. Because there are some of us who are choosing a dollar over the Savior. Lord help us. Listen, there are some, I wish we could get us on fire to know Jesus Christ as we are on fire to make the next dollar. Amen. Amen. They come to Jesus and they say, look, said it was okay as long as you were preaching a little sermon here and there. We have no problem with you until you stuck your business in our money, or your nose in our money. And they asked the Savior to leave. Here's my last two little points. We'll go home. I want you to see the change that Jesus made in this man's life. Look with me in verse 15. When we first met this man, he was living among the tombs. He was hanging out with dead folks. He was in the mountains, and in verse 5, it said he was always night and day in the mountains and in the tombs, and he was crying, and he was cutting himself with stones. But in verse 15, when Jesus enters his life, when Jesus lays his hand on him, a crazy man all of a sudden got sense. A man who was on the run all of a sudden can sit down and have a decent conversation with you. Look at verse 15. Said, and they come to Jesus and they see him that was possessed with the devil. And I want you to underline "see him." Just underline it, because I want to come back to it in just a minute. But they see him that's possessed with the devil and had the legion. Now watch this. He's sitting, he's clothed, and he's in his right mind. And ain't that what Jesus did for us? Amen. Before I got saved, I was running at every idol god in this world. Amen. Before I got saved, I was out of my mind. But oh Lord, when I met Jesus, he made a change in my life. There's something here tonight, you need a change. You listen to me. You need a change. You try relationships. You try drugs and alcohol. You try making more money. You try not working at all. You've tried it all. You've been from this man or this woman to that man or that woman, and they don't satisfy. You tried everything that you know how to try. And all it did was just open you up for more pain and more hurt. You ought to do what Miss Rhonda did this morning. You ought to surrender to Jesus Christ. Now listen. I want you to see something in this text that's very important. Verse 15. And they that come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. Underline the word "see." Because listen, for people like Rhonda and you and me and all of us that's been saved, God want to use us as a trophy of his grace that can change our lives. When the folks in the village come high-stepping up the mountain to see Jesus, not only did they see Jesus, but they seen the finished product of the work and the power of Jesus Christ. And can you just imagine? Can you imagine what they did? They walked up and they see Jesus. They don't really know Jesus, but they know this man who had been possessed by this demon, who had been controlled by this legion of demons. And they said, listen, they said, that looked like him. That walked like him. That's him. But he's not the same now as he was the last time I seen him. And that man was a testimony to the saving power and the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I got one last thing I want to show you, and I'm going home. Look with me in Mark. Look one more time in Mark. Look, in verse 19, listen. This man got such a dose of Jesus Christ that he says to Jesus, I want to follow you. In verse 18, look at verse 18. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him. That is, he begged him. He pleaded with him. He said, Lord, let me go with you. Let me go with you. In verse 19, howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord have done for you and have had compassion on you. Now, won't you look at verse 20, and I promise you I'm through. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Let me ask you a question tonight. Who have you told about the great things Jesus has done for you? Who in the community know that you know that God's been good to you because you told them? The Bible said that this man went to the Decapolis, to his hometown, and he told everybody that he said. He was in Walmart, he told them. He went to Sears and Roebuck, he told them. He told them, listen, he told them at Johnson Food Town. Listen, he went over to the nearby Piggly Wiggly, and he told them. He told them in the secret, and he told them in the public that the reason why my life is no longer in a mess, I met a man named Jesus. You stand with me. You ought to tell somebody. You ought to tell somebody, I was bound in sin, but Jesus set me free.